We had the opportunity in recent days to sit down and talk about a number of issues with John Collison of Oklahoma Farm Bureau, their senior VP for public policy. And Collison indicated that there's a lot of things that they're going to be talking about over the next couple of weeks during their August area meetings all across the state of Oklahoma. One thing, though, that will be discussed at all these meetings and a lot of other venues between now and the 8th of November is State Question 777. 777. I know that you're going to have a lot of conversation at these August area meetings with your members and really trying to mobilize folks to carry that message to their neighbors.
You know, it's funny. I was looking at my Facebook today, and a year ago today on your show, you had Glenn Coffey talking about 777. So we've been at this for over a year. I've been at this personally for over a couple years now. That is coming up here in November. We will be talking to our members. We will be raising money. The opposition is out there. We know who they are. They're out-of-state interests. They're the HSUS. There's some rich billionaires that want to go ahead and make this about puppies. Ron, read the bill to the people that are listening to this. Please read the bill. It is about our crops, and it is about our livestock, and that's all it is. This is not some nefarious act to go after puppy mills or potholes on the Broadway Extension. This is about our ability to protect consumers' choice in the state of Oklahoma when it comes to livestock and when it comes to crops. It has nothing to do with water. It has nothing to do with any other interest in the world. These other sides can't talk about the issues because they don't have the issue. So they make up all these outright lies and all these fabricated effects. The fact of the matter is the voters of Oklahoma are smart enough to read the bill. It'll be on the state question on the ballot. It's should we protect our crops and our livestock from out-of-state environmentalist groups? And, of course, the answer is yes.
As you talk to your members, what sort of encouragement or dialogue are you going to have with them about how to take that message to their local communities?
Yeah, and they have to. You know, I laugh. The other side always claims to have farmers and ranchers. They look like lawyers and folks from Norman to me most of the time. But I am going to talk to farmers and ranchers, real farmers and ranchers that this state's second largest economy is based on, agriculture. These are real farmers and ranchers, and we're wide and we're strong. They are engaged. They're out there talking. They're out there on social media. They're out there engaging. The other side has three or four people. They're really noisy. I think they sit in a cave all day and just blog on Facebook and Twitter and whatever else. They're really noisy. But when the vote comes down, we have the people on the ground in the state of Oklahoma that are going to vote to protect Oklahoma's agriculture. And for people in Oklahoma City and Tulsa, this is your right to choice. If you want to go to a grocery store and buy an organic egg, that's wonderful. If you want to go to a grocery store and buy a conventional egg, that's great also. But we want to give you the choice. These out-of-state groups, they want to dictate how your food and fiber is going to be raised, and we're just not standing for that. So our message to them will be, one, we need money. We're always having to raise money. The outside's going to outspend us 3-1 probably. They raise their money in California, New York, and Florida. We've raised our money in Guymon, in Enid, in Tulsa, Stillwater, Idabel. Our money's local. Look at the sheets. Our money comes from Oklahoma. Their money comes from out-of-state interest, and they're all a bunch of lawyers raising it. Our members will get out and vote in November for the right to farm, and I think we'll be successful.
John Collison of Farm Bureau talking about State Question 777, Right to Farm. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.